Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, comma. For they are foolishness to him. Nor can he know them. Because they are what? Spiritually discerned. So, in my flesh, I cannot understand one thing about God. No man can serve God in the flesh. No man, let me make that emphasis here today strong. No man can serve God in the flesh. It is impossible. The flesh did not put to serve God. Not the flesh. You got to serve God in the spirit. Let me show it to you. Proverbs chapter 20, 27. The spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord. The spirit of man is what? The lamp of the Lord. Searching the inner depths of his heart. That's the part. You remember David? When David sinned with Bathsheba and killed Uriah, his best buddy. And Uriah was David's best buddy, right-hand man. Bathsheba was Uriah's wife. And David commits such a sin. Double sin. Check this out. In Psalms 51, David has the spirit right there. The spirit of man is the lamp of God. He has the lamp of God. You know, watch Psalms, watch David. Because it search out what? The inner part. I want to prove it to you. David says, search me, O God. Go in deep, God. And see if there's any wicked way in me. The spirit. That right there. We got to go over it with ourselves. The spirit of man is the lamp of God. It's going to tell you. You can't hide. Lamp reveal. Lamp shows you where you ought to go. Turn quickly to Psalms 51. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercy. What he said, blot out my transgression. Look at verse 2. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Watch, go on to number 3 of David. For I acknowledge my transgression and my sin is always before me. He wasn't talking from the flesh here. When you talk from the flesh, he set up Uriah to be killed. That was the flesh talking. He designed a scheme. Here, he coming from the lamp that is within him. Look at verse 4. Against you, And you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Look at verse 5. Church, let us be careful. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, he says, and in sin my mother conceived me. He said, God, I have this wicked. This flesh is wicked. He said, my flesh is wicked. It's full of iniquity. My mind is corrupt. That's what he was saying. He says, my mind is so corrupt. And then he goes down a little further. We got to see yourself just like that. We got to see ourselves there. Behold, you desire truth. Remember? In the inward part, right down there, in the spirit of man, you're there where the truth lies. The real truth, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him out in truth. God, you desire truth. You can't come with your false worship. You got to come with truth. You can't come putting it on, playing games, because this thing is not a game. It's not a Sunday morning game. God requires truth in the inward part. That's the depths of a man. That's where it's at. That's where wisdom finds. That's what set the Christian apart from the ungodly. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the path of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. For his delight is in the law of God. And in his law, he meditate day and night. And that man and that woman shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of living waters. And his leaves shall not wither. But that man, that woman shall bear fruit. I hear this. The ungodly are not so. Oh. The ungodly are not so. He don't have no connection. He can't be like that. He can't live that kind of life. He's not led by God. He's led by the flesh. There's a difference when you are led by God and you are led by the flesh. Hallelujah. Huge difference. Hallelujah. I've been feeding on this word, man. Be feeding in it and evaluate my action. The natural man, that's natural. That ain't no spirit man. Because the natural man is flesh, it's carnal. How you know that? The natural man is carnal. I'm going to show you this here. Let me give you some wisdom quick here. Let me give you some wisdom. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 1. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as spiritual people. I can't, Paul says, speak to you as spiritual people, but as to what? Carnal. As to baby in Christ. Verse 2. I feed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it. And even now, you're still not able. He was talking to his church. He was talking to his church here. Look at verse 3. For you are still carnal. How we know carnal people? I'm going to tell you how to know carnal people. I tell you, you ain't no spiritual, you're carnal. You ain't no spirit. We're not going to judge them. We're just going to hear them see it. Now, hear what he says. You are carnal because for where there is, number one, I know them. You're going to know them. Oh, give me your spiritual stuff when you have envy. That disqualify you. And no matter how much you preach, he says, when there is what? Envy. What's the next one? Strife. Division. Among you. Are you not carnal? You're not spiritual. Sit down. You're not spiritual. Don't mess with other people. Mess with yourself. That's who you need to mess with. Not other people. You need to just mess with yourself. When there's strife, when there's envy, when there's division, because you're trying to divide people. Are so discord among people. You ain't no spiritual. Your Christianity mean nothing. I show you. The spiritual man. The spirit of a man is put in there who is the lump of God. Has no carnality in there. The flesh is the past that has the carnality that you have to what? Die to. And die to that one. You die to that and crucified. There's no connection with God. You can't connect there. Sad that people will tell they were Christian for 20 years. Okay, I always listen. Oh, that's good, sister. Praise God, sister. Christian for 20 years. Just say one thing that they don't like. Just say one thing they don't like. And you're going to see the 20 years Christian come out. I'm teaching about your upside in this church, right? Because we don't want to have a bunch of professors. We want to have a bunch of possessors, those who possess. You just come to perform. A good performer. Until the music didn't play right. Stop dancing to that music. Let somebody just say something that you don't like. And so you're quick. We see the strife coming. How quick we see the envy coming. We see how quick the division coming. We see how quick the quarrel is coming. I tell you, beware of those people because they spew poison. They poison you quick. It's like an injection.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.